From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. The Senate is meeting at this hour on whether to extend the Bush-era tax cuts set to expire at the end of the year. Vice President Joe Biden said today the tax cuts should be extended, but with certain limits.
We can't afford to borrow hundreds of billions of dollars to extend tax cuts for the wealthiest 2% of Americans. That's bad economic policy, and it's also just simply wrong.
Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois delivered the weekly Republican address. He said last month's election showed that people want the tax cuts to be extended for everyone.
The current leaders of Congress should not move forward with plans that were just rejected by the American people. These leaders should not raise taxes and risk another recession.
He said the key to creating jobs is to spend less, borrow less, and tax less. The White House says a new trade agreement with South Korea could create as many as 70,000 new jobs. President Obama called it a landmark deal that will increase exports of agricultural products for American farmers and ranchers. After a week of marathon negotiations, representatives from both countries reached agreement yesterday. The pact must be ratified by legislatures of both countries. Car bombs exploded in Baghdad in the past few days, killing at least 13 people and wounding more than 80. NPR's Deborah Amos reports that many of the dead were religious pilgrims from Iran.
The car bombs exploded near a resting place for religious pilgrims, targeted Iranian religious tourists on a bus. Another went off in a market. It was an unusually violent day, but many Iraqis were not surprised and said to expect more. This is the religious holiday season when hundreds of thousands of Shiite Muslims stream into Qadamiyah, a neighborhood in Baghdad. It's the site of a golden-domed mosque that commemorates a revered Shiite religious figure. Many Iranians have been making the pilgrimage here since 2003 when the Iran-Iraq border opened. These pilgrimages, with thousands of people on the streets, are often targeted by militants. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
The online payment service PayPal says it's cut off WikiLeaks. It said the organization that released thousands of classified U.S. documents had violated its policy against any activities that promote illegal acts. Attorney John Bellinger is a former legal advisor at the State Department. He says the WikiLeaks founder could be in serious legal trouble in the U.S.
He could be facing a very, very long incarceration, assuming that he is ultimately returned to the United States and faces trial here.
Bellinger says Julian Assange could be charged with the unauthorized possession of information related to national defense, as well as willfully communicating that information to others. This is NPR News. NASA has once again pushed back the last scheduled flight of Space Shuttle Discovery. After several launch delays due to weather and technical problems, now cracks were found on the shuttle's external fuel tank. Nicole Creston reports from member station WMFE in Orlando. Discovery won't fly until NASA solves the mystery.
NASA engineers have been trying to track down the cause of those cracks since early November. But shuttle program manager John Shannon says analyzing data from Discovery's last launch attempt can only get his team so far.
What has happened is we've hit a point where there is no obvious answer as to what occurred. And what that means is that we have to take the next step.
That next step is putting off Discovery's launch while Shannon's team runs tests on the external fuel tank. They'll look at the tank's assembly and measure the stress created near the cracks during a mock launch. The earliest chance for an actual launch is February 3rd. For NPR News, I'm Nicole Creston in Orlando.
A Russian jet on a domestic flight made an emergency landing in Moscow today. Officials say the plane's engines had failed shortly after takeoff from another Moscow airport. It skidded off the runway while landing, injuring two people and killing two people and injuring dozens of others. Civil aviation authorities in Spain say some air traffic controllers are returning to work after a strike. Controllers had walked off the job yesterday in a long-running dispute over pay, benefits, and working conditions. Officials declared a state of alarm today. They threatened the workers with jail terms if they did not return to work. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.